Britain's investigation into its involvement in the war in Iraq is heating up. In 2 days, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair faces a public grilling at the Iraq inquiry. And today, there was new evidence suggesting Washington played a key role in convincing Blair's government that the Iraq invasion was legal. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
It's the question that goes to the heart of the inquiry. Was the 2003 invasion of Iraq illegal? A Dutch inquiry concluded 2 weeks ago that it was. But it's still a matter of intense debate here in Britain. Yesterday, the Foreign Office's two top lawyers at the time of the invasion were unequivocal in their testimony. They said the invasion wasn't legal without explicit UN support. Elizabeth Wilmshurst told the inquiry her minister, Jack Straw, simply swept aside that advice.
Well, it's rather uncomfortable when the Secretary of State of a department doesn't agree with the legal advice given to him or her. So in that sense, it was a challenge.
Was this unusual in your experience?
Yes.
Did it make a difference that Jack Straw is himself a qualified lawyer?
He's not an international lawyer.
The uncomfortable laughter was a nod to the tensions simmering throughout government in the months before the war, tensions that led to sharp disagreements among ministers. Today, Tony Blair's Attorney General took his turn on the stand. Lord Peter Goldsmith said he too got a cool reception when he tried to warn Blair the summer before the invasion not to rush into anything with George W. Bush.
I knew that the Prime Minister was going to see President Bush. I knew that one of the topics of conversation at least was going to be the Iraq issue, because that was obviously very much on the international agenda at that stage. I didn't want there to be any doubt that, in my view, the Prime Minister could not have the view that he could agree with President Bush somehow. Well, let's go without going back to the United Nations. I wasn't asked for it. I don't frankly think it was terribly welcome.
Goldsmith didn't waver in his view until February of 2003, just weeks before the troops rolled into Iraq. For the first time today, Goldsmith admitted it was a trip to the United States that changed his mind. He visited the White House, met with attorneys and Condoleezza Rice, among others. Goldsmith came back and gave Blair the go-ahead.
I was of the view that a reasonable case could be made. There was a reasonable case that a second resolution was not necessary. And that was, on past precedent, sufficient to constitute a green light.
Watching all this today was Claire Short. She was in Blair's cabinet at the time, but resigned over the decision to invade. She finds Goldsmith's conversion on the road back from the White House troubling.
And to say he was influenced by the Americans, we know that the Bush administration had no respect of any kind for the UN or for international law, didn't think there was any need to go to the Security Council, did so because Britain couldn't do it without that. So to say that American opinion influenced him is really not impressive.
Short herself will testify at the inquiry in the coming weeks, but not before the former Prime Minister himself on Friday. Tony Blair's appearance is almost certain to generate protest outside and inside the hearing room. Relatives of soldiers who died in Iraq will be sitting just feet away from Blair as he testifies. For many of them, Blair was far too ready to follow Washington's lead into a war they still believe wasn't justified. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.